gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. We're live across North America. And in this hour of the broadcast, we are scheduled to be joined by a representative of the Ford Motor Company, Jim Vondale, who's going to be telling us about the problem of texting. A lot of young people out there are texting, and Ford has got some interesting technological solutions to texting. So we'll definitely talk about that in this hour of the broadcast. We're definitely also going to be talking about the SEMA show, the upcoming convention in Las Vegas for automotive professionals, the Specialty Equipment Market Association show, draws yearly close to 100,000 people from dozens and dozens of countries around the globe. Many car manufacturers are going to be there. Matter of fact, the Ford Motor Company is the official car manufacturer of the show. So we'll be talking with him in this hour. We promise you a trivia question, as we did not do so in the previous hour of the broadcast. And we also promise you the latest in motorsports. And with that, let's go right now to the Auto World Racing Desk and check in with Jeff Bressler.
Jimmy Johnson has a commanding lead in the race for the Sprint Cup title, so much so that he's practically on cruise control to a NASCAR record fourth consecutive championship. Johnson last night at the Lowe's Motor Speedway took down his third win in five Chase for the Championship races this season. He has a 90-point lead over Hendrick Motorsport teammate Mark Martin at the halfway point of the 10-race chase. On a night when most of the championship contenders struggled to stay out of trouble, Johnson ran another flawless race. He grabbed yet another impressive career milestone last night by closing out a weekend in which he led every practice session and started from the pole with his sixth career victory at Lowe's. Matt Kenseth was second, followed by Casey Kane and Jeff Gordon, Johnson's teammate at Hendrick Motorsports. Martin, who started the race 12 points behind his teammate in the standings, finished 17th, in part because of front-end damage received when he ran into the back of Juan Pablo Montoya on an early restart. It was that kind of night for several title contenders, as 8 of the 12 finished outside the top 10 in a rare off night for the Chase drivers. Montoya, who was third in the standings and just 58 points out of the lead at the start of the race, dropped to 6th and is now 195 points out. He damaged the front and rear ends of his car on the restart problem with Mark Martin and Clint Bowyer, and fell 2 laps down trying to get to pit road for repairs. Denny Hamlin and Carl Edwards both blew motors. Greg Biffle was in a late spin, and Tony Stewart never contended. That left it up to Kane and Gordon to chase down Johnson, and despite some thrilling late restarts, neither came close. Kyle Busch, still dealing with the flu that developed into walking pneumonia, dominated the Nationwide Series race at the Lowe's Motor Speedway on Friday night, picking up his 7th victory of the year to move closer to his first series title. The victory ended an 11-race winless streak for Busch, an eternity for one of NASCAR's top drivers. The streak included 5 runner-up finishes, heady territory for most drivers, but hardly acceptable by the driven Busch. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And Jeff will be joining me in a couple of weeks in Las Vegas for the SEMA show, and we'll have lots of coverage for you on that. As I mentioned, the Ford Motor Company is the official manufacturer of the SEMA show. A little later on in this hour, the Vice President of Communications for SEMA will be joining us, Peter McGilvery. But right now, we welcome the Director of the Automotive Safety Office for the Ford Motor Company, Jim Vondale, to the airways of Auto World. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Bob?
Doing fine. Thank you very much for taking time to join me here on my Auto World program. Let's talk a little bit about your duties as director of the Automotive Safety Office at Ford.
As the director of the safety office, I have worldwide responsibility for vehicle safety in the company, and my group handles safety from beginning to end, from forecasting safety regulations to handling recalls.
Very good. I know one of the issues that you've been talking about a lot lately is the problem that many teenagers are encountering, and drivers and everybody else are encountering with trying to do texting while driving. I mean, teenagers are notorious for texting, and unfortunately too many of them are attempting to do that while driving, and I know you've done some research looking into this problem.
Yes, the issue of drive distraction is getting a lot of attention lately, and it takes many forms, but the distraction that I think everyone agrees is the most troubling, and which all the research shows is the most dangerous, is handheld texting.
And tell us, it's pretty obvious why, but just to kind of point it out, what are some of the reasons that makes this problem such a headache and such a safety hazard?
Well, the research shows that the real problem with distracted driving is having your eyes off the road and your hands off the wheel. And handheld texting has been described as the perfect storm because it involves all three forms of distraction: visual distraction, manual distraction, and cognitive distraction. And, of course, it is something that, as you pointed out, young drivers do very frequently.
And certainly I would imagine that, you know, you combine that young driver's inexperience with the texting, again, another ingredient for this perfect storm, and certainly would lead to more accident opportunities.
Yes, and you're right. The inexperience of younger drivers has been shown to cause them to be way overrepresented overrepresented in terms of crash rates. About 5,000 teen drivers die every year in auto crashes, and we're very concerned that with the increase in texting, those numbers could actually go up.
Boy, that's a significant number of kids losing their lives. It's just a shame. What is Ford doing to spread the word about this and also to help remedy the situation?
We've actually been working on the issue of distracted driving for quite some time. Back in 2000, Ford and a number of vehicle manufacturers got together, and we developed guidelines for installing our telematic systems, and we adhere to that in the design of our systems. We've done a lot of research on the issue, of course, and we have a program called Driving Skills for Life. And that is a program that is designed for teen drivers, and we've added a driver distraction module to that as well. And then, of course, we're working to support the Schumer bill. There's a bill in Congress now, both in the Senate and the House, that would have the effect of banning handheld texting nationwide. So those are some of the things that we're doing now to try to get the word out that this is a real problem.
Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We are talking with Jim Vondale, the Director of Safety for the Ford Motor Company, about texting, teenagers, driver distraction. If anybody has any comments, has any personal experience with some member of their own family or perhaps has seen this on the road and would like to chime in, we'd love to hear from you, whether you're listening on our Boston affiliate WBIX or if you're listening in Iowa on KXEL or down in Bowling Green, Kentucky on WKCT or any of our other affiliate stations across North America, Pittsburgh, WPYT. We'd love to hear from you folks. We'll throw a trivia question into the mix just to kind of up the ante here a little bit because we're giving away a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. We're going to do a drawing. Who was the first automaker to make the three-point safety belt standard? Which automaker was the first to make the three-point safety belt standard? Give us a call, 800-259-9231, or email us, bob@autoworldradio.com. This is Auto World.
Oh, what a cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I can't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil in your store?
Well, no.
Don't you know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do. But...
Don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol? Well,
don't you know anything? Ooh, when you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
When you buy it, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it, there is Hagerty Insurance. When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration, there is Hagerty Roadside Assistance. When you sell it, then buy another, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it...
Ah, the circle of life. Brought to you by Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume? Mouthwash? Glues? Air fresheners? Pesticides? Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here. My name is Bob Long. Jim Vondale, the Director of Safety for the Ford Motor Company, is telling us all about distracted driving. We would love to hear your opinion on distracted driving. Give us a call right now, 800-259-9231. Do you have a family member who texts while driving? Have you seen this out on the highways and byways of North America? Well, I certainly have. What's your thoughts? Give us your thoughts. Dial up or send an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Trivia-wise, the first automaker to make the three-point safety belt, that's the belt that we use currently, standard. They also invented it, and I can give you another hint, too. It's actually a company that is owned by the Ford Motor Company. The telephone number is 800-259-9231. Certainly, Jim, the Sync system, which you guys developed in conjunction with the folks at Microsoft, has so many wonderful features. But when it comes to safety features, you can't overlook the ability that this unit has to really help that distraction factor.
Yes, Sync is designed to turn fairly complex telematics devices that weren't designed to be used in a vehicle into voice-controlled, hands-free systems. And so that's a much safer alternative.
And tell our listeners a little bit about the system, the capabilities. It can do wonders with cell phones, and it has a number of other bells and whistles. And the cool thing that I really appreciate about Sync too is that if you bought one of the original Sync models, you know, as updates become available from Ford and Microsoft, it's backwards compatible. You can get those updates.
Yes, and that's a real important and unique design that Sync has. Used to be when you'd buy a sound system in your vehicle or a communication system, when you turn the vehicle in, that's the system it had, and now you can update it regularly. Sync is a really fantastic system, and it, for example, with a cell phone, it will download your directory, and so with a simple push of a button on the steering wheel and voice commands, it can call someone for you. With an iPhone, iPod, it's very simple again too. It will automatically download your playlist on your iPod, and with a simple push of a button on your steering wheel and then voice commands, you can play a song, you can play an artist, you can play music genre, and so on.
Yeah, it's a great system. I'm a big fan of it, and I'm sure, you know, as the technology continues to develop, there will be additional applications incorporated into the device regarding emails and perhaps even some sort of texting solution as well.
Yeah, we have a couple of things along those lines. It does have a solution for texting, at least a partial solution. There is technology, and Sync now does incorporate, if you get the appropriate phone that has that technology, when you receive a text message from someone and you're driving, you'll be alerted that a text message has been sent to you, and you can have the text message read to you. So there is technology now that turns text to voice. We're still working on the other technology, voice to text, that's more complicated, but stay tuned. Hopefully that will happen. The other thing that we've added recently is called 911 Assist. And so if you're in a moderate to severe crash and your airbag deploys, your Sync system will call directly to the nearest 911 call center and put you directly in touch with the 911 operator.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let's go to Roger in Kentucky, listening on 93 WKCT. Roger, you're up first, I believe, here on Auto World. Welcome in. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So let's see if we can solve the trivia riddle here, and then if you have any questions or comments about driver distraction, we would love to hear from you. Which car company first invented and then made the three-point safety belt standard equipment?
Well, I would have to take a stab at Jaguar.
Oh, a very good guess. Certainly, Jaguar is. They had so many innovations over the years, but you're a little off the mark with that one. What do you think about this driver distraction? Do you see folks, especially kids, riding around Bowling Green doing texting or doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing, driver distraction?
Of course. I don't think they should be doing texting especially.
Yeah, no, it's a big problem.
You know, everybody, we all talk on our cell phones from time to time, but texting is a bit over the top. It takes too much coordination to do that.
You're not kidding. Excellent call. Thanks for dialing into us. Let's go next to Chet. And, Don, you hang there as well. Chet, thank you very much for calling in. Troy, I'm sorry, Troy on WKCT in Kentucky as well. Troy, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hi, how you doing? What do you think? Who invented that three-point safety belt and made it standard?
I believe it was Volvo.
Yes, congratulations. And we're going to put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Your thoughts on driver distraction? Is it a big problem? And what do you think about the solutions?
Well, I think any way you can get it to where they don't have to look at the phone, actually being able to read your texting would probably be a good thing. The car that can read it to you. But I think it's different than talking on the phone because you actually have to look at the phone and punch in the letters. So I think it's quite bad.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the call. Hang on for Matt. We're going to get you in the running for that big prize. Is Don in Pittsburgh still with us?
Yes.
Let's see if we can go to Don on WPYT. Hey there, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. What do you think about this driver distraction problem?
Well, it's definitely a problem, and I knew that Ford, with their sync system, had a method to transpose the texting to sound, and I presume, therefore, that they either had or had in the works a method to transpose sound into text.
Yeah, Jim,
and I also knew that Volvo was, I was quite sure that Volvo was the first to come out with the seatbelts.
Well, we're going to put you in the running as well because I'm in a good mood here today. So you hang on for Matt.
You.
And Jim, do you have any comments there for Don in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think that obviously it's very important that we continue to work on new technologies and new systems that will make use of these systems even easier and safer in vehicles. We find that we have to kind of accept the situation we're in now, and a lot of people are using these systems in vehicles, and I know some people would like to ban everything and just get people off of these systems, but it's just not going to work that way. So new technologies are the answer.
Absolutely. Thank you, Don. Hang on for Matt. You're in the running. And Jim Vondale, Director of Safety for Ford, thank you for being a part of Auto World.
Thank you.
Straight ahead, SEMA and Mr. Peter McGilvery. I'm Bob Long.
Burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We're live across North America via the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. We're also on the cable radio network Channel 2 at this moment. And we welcome now a gentleman who I spoke with a little bit earlier today on my Motor Trend show. He is the Vice President of Communications for SEMA, the Specialty Equipment Market Association, which is going to be holding the huge aftermarket convention in Las Vegas coming up very shortly. Peter McGilvery, welcome to the airways of Auto World. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bob.
Broadcasting from my humble Boston studio, and I know you're in the Boston area. How do you like the snow? Isn't that something?
You know, it's really pretty exciting until you realize that it's, you know, we haven't hit Halloween yet. my wife said we were going to have 7 months of winter this year, and as always, she was right.
Oh, my God. I'm only married 3 years, and I'm learning that very quickly.
Of course, my daughter is running around already claiming that tomorrow will be a snow day.
Well, she may have a ways to go on that one, but, boy, is this long for you have California dreaming running through your head when you see the snow? Or
well,
is it?
You know, it's a nice balance, and I'll be heading out to the SEMA show in Las Vegas next week to start the crew set up the show, and it really is a nice balance between the beautiful weather out here and the wonderful people and the beautiful weather out there. So, you know, it's a good balance.
Absolutely. We just had on before you Jim Bondale, the Director of Safety for the Ford Motor Company, and Ford is the manufacturer of the show at SEMA this year, so that certainly is a big honor.
It really is. It's much more than hanging a sponsorship banner on the outside of the convention center. Ford has really used this as an opportunity to collaborate with the industry, collaborate with the small entrepreneurs that make up the SEMA ranks and really get a better understanding of the customer and of course create great products and deliver wonderful value.
And you were telling me a little bit earlier today, I mean, for years people have said, you know, why don't the folks at SEMA open up this show to the public for one day a week, or can we do it, and maybe we can't. But you have come up with something really cool in collaboration with Motor Trend and the folks at Ford. Tell our listeners all about it.
Well, it's, you know, it always has been a bit of a struggle for us because there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of enthusiasts out there that have always asked, you know, why can't we come and be a part of the SEMA show? And we've, for decades, have tried to deliver value to the exhibitors, the business of the trade show, which is, a place where buyers and sellers can meet and not just sell a set of wheels, but a container of wheels at a time. So the venue is only limited to that activity. But in these new these new financial times that we're living in, we've really had to dig deep and reconsider the whole meaning of the trade show. And we've tried to evaluate and develop new value for the exhibitors. And one such way is to give a limited amount, less than 1% of the total attendees, access to the show. And for a few very lucky participants, they're actually going to be able to get behind the curtain and explore the trade show and see all the wonderful new products and technologies firsthand. And we've partnered with Ford Motor Company this year, and they're opening this opportunity up to the friends of Ford and Motor Trend Magazine to get that sneak peek of the SEMA show.
And that's what it is. I mean, you're getting a sneak peek at something that only automotive industry professionals or journalists can attend, and you're also getting a sneak peek at the future. I mean, there are products unveiled at SEMA each and every year that are futuristic, and sometimes you see them immediately in vehicles, and other times takes a couple of years for them to filter down, but you're glimpsing at trends.
You're right. And, you know, they say that you can't reinvent the wheel. Well, our industry has been reinventing the wheel over and over again for the last 40-plus years. Not only the wheel, but mobile electronics and exterior styling accessories and, of course, performance parts. That's really the bedrock of our industry.
When you walk through the aisles of SEMA, you're absolutely right. I mean, you see everything from the car companies on display, and there will be, you know, a dozen or more of them. But you've also got, you know, the Hot Rod Alley and the restoration areas. You've got a whole pavilion of nothing but wheels and of course, incredible tires, mobile electronics. I mean, there's something for everybody. And I think you mentioned a little bit earlier today that this year there are more products than any year before.
Well, we're on pace to deliver that, and that's just really a testament to the genius of the SEMA industry and the small mom and pop companies that make up the lion's share of this industry. They really are fantastic entrepreneurs, and they're just wildly creative people. They take perfectly good automobiles, and every morning they're challenged with making them better. And that really is a very special talent. And at the end of the day, they're successful. They make that happen. And really, it doesn't take long. It doesn't take too much time spent at the SEMA show, walking through the aisles, to see exactly what I mean. They're so close to the consumer and the trends and frankly the needs that are out there, that they're able to meet them and create a product virtually overnight.
And certainly when you look at the attendees of the SEMA show from the industry, I mean, they come from every state here, all 50 states, but not only that, but from around the world in years past, when the economy was really strong, I mean, we've seen over 100,000 people in the course of a week.
And, you know, we're on pace to deliver that again this year.
Oh, great.
It's amazing to see that when you consider that 40 years ago, this show started under the grandstands of Dodger Stadium. And I think at that time, Mr. Peterson ordered 60 steaks for the annual banquet that night as kind of a give back to the exhibitors. Well, this year we're going to have steak again at the industry appreciation banquet, but there'll be more in the order of 3,000 steaks. It really is amazing to see that this uniquely American hobby, this wonderful thing that was created here, is enjoyed by consumers and businesses around the world.
Absolutely. And folks who can't make it out to Las Vegas or are not part of the automotive industry, of course, they'll be monitoring it through radio shows like Auto World and Motor Trend and television and print publications, but also SEMA itself has a website, which I know you guys post daily updates there as well.
We do. It's Enjoy the Drive, and that website is really a portal to not only the show and the great products that are unveiled at the show, but also people can tap into legislation and some of the important laws that are being battered around that impact this industry.
When we come back, we'll talk more about that with Peter McGilvery. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're live across North America. Peter McGilvery, Vice President of SEMA Communications and Events, is our very special guest here. We're previewing the upcoming SEMA show in Las Vegas, and Peter's been telling us all about a gamut of things. Before we tell our listeners about the SEMA Action Network and all the important work that those folks do, Peter, a number of people have called in and want to know a little bit more about the size and scope of the SEMA show. I mean, the Las Vegas Convention Center, if you've never been there, is just a huge place. Do you know off the top of your head, you know, the footage? I know that you can wear out a pair of shoes. That's all I know.
you're right on. Right now the show is consists of 3 million square feet of exhibit space, and we occupy every single nook and cranny, even in an off year. The SEMA show is so big, it attracts nearly 2,000 manufacturers each year, and they come to Las Vegas to unveil their new technologies, their new products. They're there to network with the industry. And we've got educational programs. We'll draw over 100,000 people each year. And again, in tough times and in good times, those numbers have remained constant.
Amazing. And certainly, you know, we can't overlook the collaborations that are going on constantly between the aftermarket and the car makers. And years ago, they kind of used to be at odds, and now, thanks to a lot of hard effort by folks like yourself, they work together. So when a new vehicle is introduced, whether it's a new 2010 Camaro or a new truck from Ford or Dodge, you know, you've got your tonneau covers ready to go, or you've got your body kits for your Camaro ready to go.
Well, I think that the automakers, at least the smart ones, understand that you get a lot farther and you sell a lot more vehicles at the end of the day by making accessory-friendly products. Consumers want to personalize their vehicles. They really are not bought into the notion that these vehicles that we drive every day are appliances like a washer or a dryer or a refrigerator. These vehicles are a reflection of our personality, and our industry helps take that to a completely different level. And through the genius of our member manufacturers and their creativity, really they help deliver a value proposition that consumers want. Consumers want to be different than their neighbors. They want their vehicles to be a reflection of their personalities, and not only in terms of styling, but functionality too. Whether it's bringing kids to soccer practice and keeping them entertained through, you know, just wildly cool mobile electronic systems, but you know, whether it's driving up to your second home in Vermont or out on the Cape during a chilly evening like tonight, there's a ton of products out there that help you achieve those goals.
So true, Peter. Let's tell everybody about the great work that you guys do with the SEMA Action Network in helping prevent a lot of legislation which is proposed perhaps by lawmakers who don't understand the hobby, don't understand, maybe they're not car folks themselves. And you guys do a lot of things to raise awareness and quite often to stop bills from going through.
Well, you know, really what all we're doing is creating that awareness. Really, the heavy lifting comes from enthusiasts, people who love their vehicles and don't want some silly law to impact their ability to appreciate them. And oftentimes it's the lawmaker doesn't realize that the impact that they're having on small businesses and on their constituents. And so we've created a network called the SEMA Action Network, and it taps into a very, very powerful force, the voters. And we use the network to communicate what's going on, what's being discussed in among the lawmakers, and we make voters aware of how it could impact their hobby. And once we do that, it's been amazing to see the response that we get, and we've been able to enact the SEMA Action Network to address a variety of different laws, and they're making tremendous progress. Almost every day we can point to something where the network is of enthusiasts has gotten involved and they've let their voice be heard, and laws are being changed, laws are being impacted, and at the end of the day, it's a win-win for everybody.
Definitely. And can any auto enthusiast out there listening to this program right now become a member of the SEMA Action Network?
They can. And it's free. We have sign-ups on our website, SEMA.org or SEMAActionNetwork.com, SEMASAN.com. We protect these people from marketers. It's not the type of thing where if you sign up, you're going to get a lot of extraneous messages from marketers. We really have kept it pure, and really it's just a communication tool for people who want to know about what's being discussed, who want to get involved.
Every year at SEMA, there seems to be one or two vehicles that pop out that seem to be the most customized, new vehicles I'm talking. I mean, last year there were a lot of smart cars that were being accessorized, and Minis are very, very popular, and certainly a lot of the Scion products, and the Z car was a hot one too. Any predictions on 2010? I mean, there's so many, it's hard to nail it down.
Well, you know, it is the type of thing where it's much more than one or two, and it really depends on what type of enthusiast you are. If you're into trucks, there are going to be more great trucks and cool products for those vehicles introduced in a couple of weeks than you can imagine. If you're into sport compact cars or street performance vehicles like the Mustang or Camaro, I mean, there's just an amazing amount of products that are available for you.
Peter, do you know off the top of your head, are there any world either production or concept debuts scheduled from the car makers at SEMA?
I do, but I'm sworn to secrecy.
I know where you live. Okay.
But, you know, one thing I can guarantee is that the whole enchilada is going to be there. And for people who are into cars, you know, stay tuned because there's going to be a lot of great stuff.
Oh, that is fantastic news for all of us. And, of course, we're going to cover it here on this show and other shows as well. And, Peter, boy, you must have to start working on the next year's show, the 2011. This is getting scary to be saying 2010, 2011. The 2010 show right after the 2009 show, is it kind of a year-long process?
You know, it really is. It's even more than a year. We're already looking past beyond this show and the next one. That's what trade associations do, though. They really try and be way, way, way out in front of the industry that they represent and guide it towards opportunities and good things.
And at the SEMA banquet, the SEMA membership is always treated to a great entertainer. Who is scheduled to be that entertainer for 2009?
You're right. We always tap into some great performers. It's been wonderful to host people like Jerry Seinfeld, Bob Hope. This year we've got Bill Engvall, who is just a wonderfully talented guy, and he'll be at the SEMA show along with a host of other celebrities that really add a little bit of sizzle to the show.
Definitely, and it's always interesting to watch several members of the SEMA organization with their kind of thrown-together garage band.
We do. We've got a really talented group called Leadfoot that has become a main staple of the show.
Definitely. And again, Peter, for more information on both the SEMA Action Network, give out that website as well as the other website for just regular consumers who want to monitor the show and also find out about the latest and greatest in accessories.
EnjoyTheDrive.com is there 24/7.
Wonderful. Well, Peter, I thank you so much for all your kindness to Motor Trend Radio. We're going to be doing stuff for Sirius and XM, and I'm going to be doing stuff for Auto World there as well. And we'll see you very soon.
Well, thanks so much. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Excellent. He's Peter McGilvery, the Vice President of Communications and Event Planning for SEMA. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.